This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله وسلم عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected viewers and listeners, if you were to ask anyone in this world, do you want to be happy? Without a shadow of a doubt, 99.9% of them will say, yes, of course, we want to be happy. In fact, the very reason that they are engaging in whatever they are doing now as we speak, be it work, entertainment, food, business, sports, career, etc., etc., all comes down to one reason, which is to achieve happiness and success. However, if you were to ask them how to achieve happiness, you will surely get a number of answers. You can see people trying to achieve happiness in numerous ways: accumulating wealth, or involving in extreme sports, or engaging in such haram things like partying, drugs, and alcohol. You will find multiple answers on how to attain happiness and satisfaction. But let us take a step back and look into what our very own Creator, Allah, the one who knows the inside out of a human being, the one who creates us, the one who gives life and death, the one and only true God, Allah, the all-wise, the all-knowing, what He says about true happiness. Allah the Almighty says in the Quran,
مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّن ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
Whoever does righteousness, whether male or female, while he is a believer, we will surely cause him to live a good life. And we will surely give him their reward in the hereafter according to the best of what they used to do. Surah An-Nahl, verse number 97. From this verse, there are two great fruits that Allah mentioned as a result of believing in Him and doing righteous deeds, which are, first, a good life in this world, and second, a great reward in the hereafter. Happiness is actually based on the heart that is at peace, free from anxiety, restlessness, and worry. When the heart is at peace, when the heart is at ease, tranquil and calm, this is the true happiness. So happiness is not attained by accumulating money and wealth, nor by obtaining power and authority, nor by any other means. Rather, it is attained by achieving peace in the heart and eliminating worry and grief. The heart was created for the worship of Allah, to be humble and obedient to Him. If the heart deviates from the purpose it was created for, which is to worship Allah and be in submission to Him, happiness will vanish from it. This is the reality of the matter. If the heart deviates from the truth, it will become agitated, anxious, and afflicted with sorrow and distress. This is why you find all the Prophet's prayer, may peace and blessings be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he makes dua to protect from sadness and sorrow, all include the proclamation of oneness of Allah, يعني التوحيد. Such as the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say in times of distress, لا إله إلا الله العظيم الحليم, لا إله إلا الله رب العرش العظيم, لا إله إلا الله رب السماوات ورب الأرض ورب العرش الكريم. There is no God but Allah, the great, the forbearing. There is no God but Allah, Lord of the mighty throne. There is no God but Allah, Lord of the heavens, the earth, and the noble throne. And the hadith of the woman to whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, Ala u'allimuki kalimatin taqulinahunna indal karb, Allahu Allahu Rabbi, la ushriku bihi shay'a. Shall I not teach you some words to say in times of distress? Allah, Allah, my Lord, I do not associate anything with him. And the invocation of Dhunnun, يعني Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. No one in distress says this invocation except that Allah will relieve his distress. يعني there is no God but you, glory be to you, verily I have been among the wrongdoers. Also in the hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the supplication of the distressed. Allahumma rahmataka arju, fala takilni ila nafsi tarfata ayn, wa aslih li sha'ni kullah, la ilaha illa ant. O Allah, I hope for your mercy. Do not leave me to myself even for the blink of an eye, and set all my affairs right. There is no God but you. From this, we can conclude that the foundation of happiness is to believe in the oneness of Allah, which is called At-Tawheed, and having sincere faith in Him as commanded by Him, performing righteous deeds, obeying all the commands that He commanded us to do. Thus, Allah said in the verse that we began with, whoever does righteousness, whether male or female, while he is a believer, we will surely cause him to live a good life. Indicating that this good life, which is the true happiness, is the result of first faith, al-iman, and good deeds, al-a'mal salihat. In another verse, Allah Ta'ala said, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَى فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. So whoever follows my guidance will neither go astray in the world nor suffer in the hereafter. In this magnificent ayah, Allah negates deviation, by it He affirms guidance. And when Allah negates misery, He affirms happiness. Allah Almighty also said, طه ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى. طه, we did not reveal the Quran to you to cause you distress. The Quran is the book of happiness. And in the famous supplication of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is said, أن تجعل القرآن ربيع قلبي وَجَلَاءَ حُزْنِي وَذَهَابَ هَمِّي. Make the Quran the spring of my heart, the removal of my sadness, and the departure of my worries. This is also one of the supplications that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam guided us to say if we are afflicted with sadness, as narrated by Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, who said, مَا أَصَابَ أَحَدًا قَطْ هَمٌّ وَلَا حَزْنٌ فَقَالَ اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي عَبْدُكَ إِبْنُ عَبْدِكَ إِبْنُ عَمَتِكَ نَاصِيَتِي بِيَدِكَ مَاضٍ فِيَّ حُكْمُكَ عَدْلٌ فِيَّ قَضَاؤُكَ أَسْأَلُكَ بِكُلِّ اسْمٍ هُوَ لَكَ سَمَّيْتَ بِهِ نَفْسَكَ أَوْ عَلَّمْتَهُ أَحَدًا مِنْ خَلْقِكَ أَوْ أَنْزَلْتَهُ فِي كِتَابِكَ أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن ربيع قلبي ونور صدري وجلاء حزني وذهاب همي إلا أذهب الله همه وحزنه وأبدله مكانه فرجا. There's no one who have been afflicted with worry and grief and said, O Allah, I am your slave, son of your slave, son of your slave woman. My forelock is in your hand. Your command is over me forever executed. And your decree over me is just. I beg you by all the names that belong to you, which you have named yourself. or you have revealed in your book, or which you have taught to any one of your creation, or which you have preserved within your knowledge of the unseen, that you make the Quran the spring of my heart, the light of my chest, the departure of my sorrow, and the removal of my worries. Except that Allah will take away his worry and grief and replace it with happiness. From this noble hadith, we can extract the keys of happiness, because the result is being mentioned at the end, إِلَّا أَذْهَبَ اللَّهُ هَمَّهُ وَحُزْنَهُ وَأَبْدَلَهُ مَكَانَهُ فَرَجًا. Except that Allah will take away his worry and grief and replace it with happiness. So, the dua will result in happiness, joy and relief, and this is clear in the hadith. Therefore, we can extract some of the keys of happiness. The first key to happiness is servitude towards Allah. This is evident in the statement, Allahumma inni abduk, ibnu abdik, ibnu amatik. O Allah, I am your slave, son of your slave, son of your female slave. To achieve servitude to Allah means to submit, to surrender and believe in Him as the only one worthy of worship, and no one is worshipped besides Him. It means to humble oneself before Him, submitting and seeking His mercy and fearing His punishment, realizing that we are His slaves and all of our affairs are in His hands. When one achieves servitude to Allah, they attain true happiness from its widest and most foundational doors. The second key of happiness, which is derived from this hadith, is to believe in the predestination, the qada and qadar, and that the affairs of the servants are in the hands of Allah, and His judgment is prevailing with no one able to change it nor prevent it. Taken from His saying, نَاصِيَتِي بِيَدِكْ مَاضٍ فِيَّا حُكْمُكْ عَدِلٌ فِيَّا قَضَاءُكْ. My forelock is in your hand, your command over me is forever executed, and your decree over me is just. Whatever Allah wills will happen, and whatever He does not will, will not happen, and everything is under His control. Usually, hearts are tested and afflicted with calamities, and the pain of life disrupt happiness. But true servants of Allah believe that everything is according to His decree, and that we belong to Allah and we will return to Him. This is what makes the heart at peace. Therefore, some of the pious predecessors like Al-Qamah rahimahullah said regarding the meaning of the verse from Surah At-Taghabun, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ. No affliction or calamity befalls except by the leave of Allah, and whosoever believes in Allah, He guides his heart. Al-Qamah said, rahimahullah, the believer is afflicted and he knows that it is from Allah, so he is pleased and submits. Thus, a believer is not affected by calamities in the same way as others. And in times of difficulty, he will say, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ اللَّهُمَّ أَجُرْنِي فِي مُصِيبَتِي وَأَخْلُفْ لِي خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا. Allah has decreed and done what He willed. We belong to Allah and to Him we shall return. O Allah, reward me for my affliction and replace it with something better. This brings comfort, tranquility and peace of mind, which is a form of happiness that can be gained by achieving faith in the predestination or qada and qadar. The third key of happiness, which is derived from this hadith, is the belief in the beautiful names of Allah and the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His names and attributes. This is taken from the part, As'aluka bi kulli ismin huwa lak, sammaita bihi nafsak, aw 'allamtahu ahadan min khalqik, aw anzaltahu fi kitabik, aw ista'tharta bihi fi 'ilmi al-ghaibi 'indak. I beg of you by all the names that belong to you, which you have named yourself, or you have revealed in your book, or which you have taught to any one of your creation, or which you have preserved within your knowledge of the unseen. This is one of the greatest keys for happiness, and the most important of them. And it is indeed the greatest door to goodness and success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ.
Verily, those who fear Allah amongst His servants are the knowledgeable. The more a person knows Allah, the more fearful he is of Him, and the more he seeks to worship Him and stay away from disobedience. Knowing Allah is the door to success in all aspects. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا.
And to Allah belong the best names, so invoke Him by them. And He says,
اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى.
Allah, there is no deity except Him. To Him belong the best names. And He says,
قُلْ ادْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوِ ادْعُوا الرَّحْمَنَ أَيَّمَّا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى.
Say, call upon Allah or call upon the Most Merciful, Ar-Rahman. Whichever name you call, to Him belong the best names. Therefore, one of the doors to seeking happiness is to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using His beautiful names and attributes. Know that He, Azza wa Jal, holds the key to the heavens and the earth, and that relief is in His hands, no matter how severe the hardship and how great the test is. So turn to Him, invoking His beautiful names and sublime attributes, seeking relief and ease from Him. He never turns away from the ones who made dua and called upon Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ دَعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ.
And your Lord says, call upon me, I will respond to you. And He says,
وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ.
And when my servants ask you, O Muhammad, concerning me, indeed, I am near. I respond to the invocation of the supplicant when he calls upon me. And the fourth key of happiness that can be derived from this great dua is being close to the book of Allah, the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
طَهَا مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى.
طَهَا, we have not sent down the Quran to you to be miserable. Meaning that He revealed it to bring happiness. He also says,
فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُم مِّنِّي هُدًى فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى.
So if guidance comes to you from me, then whoever follows my guidance will neither go astray in this world nor suffer in the hereafter. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said that Allah guarantees that whoever reads the Quran and acts upon it will neither go astray nor suffer. Therefore, being intimate with the Quran by reading it, contemplating and acting upon it is a cure for the heart and a comfort for the soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
And we send down the Quran, which is healing and mercy for the believers. And
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
O mankind, there has come to you instruction from your Lord and healing for what it is in the chest and guidance and mercy for the believers. Allah also said,
قُلْ هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدًى وَشِفَاءٌ.
Say, it is for those who believe, a guidance and cure. The Quran, with its verses and chapters, is a cure for the heart and a remedy for the soul. How many people who have been afflicted with hardships and difficulties that weighed heavily on their hearts and Allah removed them by their good care of His book and their good treatment of it? This is the fourth key of happiness that can be derived from the dua.
أن تجعل القرآن ربيع قلبي ونور صدري وجلاء حزني وذهاب همي.
To make the Quran the spring of my heart, the light of my chest, and the dispeller of my sadness and the remover of my worries. The Quran does not become a spring for the heart simply by reading its letters while disregarding its limits. Rather, one must realize what Allah has indicated in His saying,
الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ.
Those to whom we have given the book recite it with its true recital. As the scholars have explained, recitation here includes correctly pronouncing the letters, understanding the meanings through reflection, and acting upon the Quran by implementing its verses and objectives. By doing so, the Quran becomes a spring and the happiness for the heart. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us among those who achieve true happiness in this life, and more importantly, in the hereafter. May Allah grant us the understanding and guide us to what is the best for us and our loved ones. May Allah facilitate all of our affairs and do not leave us to ourselves even for the blink of an eye. And may Allah forgive us, forgive our parents and all the believers. Verily, Allah is all hearing and answers all of our du'as. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.